Makeup Crew
with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to whatever that was and the Wake Up Crew.
We're here.
That's our new open.
I like it.
Say what?
What song is that? I've never heard that before.
It's a mashup.
Okay.
Real men of genius, and then she comes in and says, say what? As if we're...
I see.
Yeah.
I get the joke.
Guess that's another one for the scrap heap.
It is Monday. Glad y'all are here with us. August 4th, episode 1713. That's 1713.
I hope some of you are glad to be here.
2 days until school starts. Half day Wednesday, a first full day on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's here.
I will tell you right now, traffic already has changed.
It most certainly has.
As soon as they did in services, as the teachers go back, it seems like everything's going on. I tell you what's going on in my neighborhood. Okay, this is fun.
Signs in the yard: don't park here. Stay out of my driveway.
That's a normal thing, but they're putting Google Fiber in our neighborhood.
Mm. Nice.
So everybody's getting their grass and
torn up
and dug out and then put back on. And they're in mine this morning before I left.
Mm.
It was almost, it's like dark, and they're there.
Wow.
So we're going to get hit today. So
are you going to get Google Fiber?
We're going to get Google Fiber where we can have more better Wi-Fi.
Goober Fiber. I have requested to have Google Fiber put in my neighborhood like 6 times now, and every time they just say, nah, buddy, not happening. Do you know where you live?
Wow.
They sent me an email, and that's exactly what it says.
Really?
Nope, no.
Well, I have a similar story, because something has happened twice in the last 2 weeks that's made me angry.
You're going to be angry for about 5 years, man, with what's happening over there in your neighborhood.
This is just soliciting.
Oh.
Oh.
They went to your house?
Yeah.
The dogs barked?
Oh. Do you really want to know the story?
Can you open the door? Can you open the door to anybody when your dogs are doing that? Or do they come to the door and start barking?
I have to shoo them away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there. I'm eating dinner, so I'm in my night shorts, boxer, whatever. And then I see this car pull up, and of course the dogs go nuts. And then they get out of the car, so I have to run back and put on shorts and all that good stuff. Walk to the door. And then he starts asking me.
He's got to put on shorts. He's in his undies.
Well, I mean, they're not undies, but anyway.
Boxer shorts.
Well, they're like night shorts. But anyway.
Clarify that. Not what are night shorts?
Pajama
shorts?
Pajamas, but they're shorts, yeah.
Underoos.
They're short pajamas.
Shirt
pajamas.
But anyway, he says, do you do this? Do you how much do you use the internet? Is Hulu, or are you happy with that? Does it buffer? And then after like the 50th question, I said, look, man, I don't want what you're selling. And he said, you don't want to save money? And I said, I don't want to answer all your questions. I said, a minute before that encounter, I said, What's the end point here? Because you keep asking me all these questions. I feel like I'm being interrogated.
Cut to the chase.
That's my biggest problem with salespeople. Just tell me what you're selling, and if it's a good product, I'll buy it. But quit with all this.
Will you really buy it?
I won't.
And then...
I don't have any money, John.
But after he said, so you don't want to save money? It kind of made me mad.
Uh-huh. And you weren't mad up to that point.
Well, I was, but that made me kind of angry.
Okay.
And I said, I have money to burn, buddy. I'll see you later.
Wow.
He just kind of threw up his hands and left.
You're an evangelist's worst nightmare.
I would hate to meet him like that on door to door.
But it had gone on like 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes.
Why didn't you just sick Rosie on him and be done with it?
Yeah.
You should have never answered the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I shouldn't. but the window was open and the dogs were like going bananas.
And you thought it was DoorDash.
No, I didn't think it was DoorDash. That came after that.
Poor DoorDash guys.
I hadn't ordered yet.
Well, we got a terrific show for you. If it's like this first 5 minutes, man, I'm excited. Wow, boy, that started out me griping about something and wound up he was griping about something.
And I've got something to gripe about here this morning, too.
Let's just get it all out in the air, okay? But first, we have to have our first look at the weather. It's the Wake Up Crew, Monday morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms returning in the afternoon. Under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 66 degrees, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon again under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68 degrees.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Phillies beat the Tigers 2-0 Sunday night. Kyle Schwarber hit his 38th homer. That's tied for the National League lead. In the NL East, the Phils are alone in first again, a half game over the Mets, who lost at home 12-4 to San Francisco. The Braves beat the Reds 4-2 at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. The Dodgers and Padres each won. Brewers and Cubs each won. That Cubs win in Chicago was 5-3 over Baltimore on a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth by pinch hitter Justin Turner. Kansas City won in 10 innings at Toronto. Boston won its fifth straight game. Miami won its fifth in a row. And Seattle edged Texas 5-4. A NASCAR victory for William Byron at Iowa, his first win since the Daytona 500 in February. WNBA victories for Indiana and New York. Buffalo Bills running back James Cook sat out practice. He wants a contract extension. Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown missed practice with a bad hamstring.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Just rolling along on a Monday morning, it's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who reminds members keeping your contact info current ensures better service and communication on things like outages and billing. Update anytime at MTE.com. You do that in order to save a lot of confusion, a lot of trouble for yourself, right, Brian?
Absolutely.
Okay, I thought you were going to elaborate on that. Okay.
He's still upset about the Google Fiber salesman who was at his house. No, it was AT&T Fiber.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I've been at Target like four times in the last 6-7 months. There's a guy in the back by the TV.
Oh, yes, there is.
And he comes up to me and goes, "Hey, what kind of service do you use?" AT&T. Oh, well, he's an AT&T guy. So he backs off. So what you have to do if that happens to you again, find out, look up and see where there's a
where
little sign
from.
And say, do you know, Infinity, I use that, you know. So whatever it is, you can get out of it by doing that.
The
so.
Guy at Target, I just ignore him.
He's something else.
I just, because he'll hound you. So I walk straight past him. I just pretend he's not there.
Does Megan?
Yes.
Well, I've never seen him.
Well, you don't go to Target.
You don't go to Target.
But what I would do, talk to the hand.
Oh, you probably would.
I mean, I was nice. I said, "Don't bother, man. I'm AT&T.
I can usually get like evangelist or like Mormons or whatever. I can normally get them with just saying, "Oh, I'm a pastor," and they'll usually back off. That helps.
Really?
Uh-huh. That normally gets people.
So are you going to be a pastor the next time?
I'll just put a little white collar around my neck or whatever. Just go in the store. Anyway, our good neighbor today is Circuit Court Clerk Melissa Harrell. She's a good neighbor for quietly showing compassion and grace by kneeling to tie young mother's shoelaces as she held her sleeping baby, an everyday act of kindness that spoke volumes. Melissa Harrell is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gift and News Radio WGNS.
Okay, so good neighbor of the day. Very easy to get those to us, just like Melissa there. 615-893-1450. Text the word neighbor to our number. You'll get a reply and just fill out the information that it asked for there. Also, your birthdays and anniversary, same phone number. Just text them in. 615-893-1450 for today and yesterday, and we'll get them on the air.
Well, this is going on the air. It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh, who doesn't like a chocolate chip cookie?
I can't think of anyone.
Right. They're all right.
Oh, my Lord. He doesn't
like
chocolate
chip cookies.
You know
who I discovered recently has a really good chocolate chip cookie, and I've just never had one? Chick-fil-A has an excellent chocolate chip cookie. They put some oatmeal in there.
Yeah, they do have
it. It's
very
good.
Can I ask you one question while we got just a minute here?
Oh, yeah.
Now that the baby's born, I shouldn't be looking for any more cookies from Miss Polly or Megan, right?
Maybe nothing. Not for a little bit. Give it a little bit, and then we'll try to get you some.
Kid'll be 14 before I get some. All right, we'll be back with more of the crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger, call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lundley. At least two people have been charged as accessories after the fact in the search for a quadruple murder suspect in West Tennessee. However, the man at the center of the investigation remains on the run. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation arrested a Jackson man Saturday and charged him with accessory after the fact of first-degree murder in connection to the ongoing search for Austin Drummond. An additional person was arrested in Lake County on similar charges, accused of assisting Drummond. Drummond is believed to have connections to the Jackson area and is considered armed and dangerous. One person is dead, several injured after a fire at an independent living facility in Memphis Saturday night. It happened at the North Lake Apartments. We're told about 20 people were successfully evacuated, but five others had to be carried out. Some were found unconscious. Five people were taken to area hospitals, two in critical condition. One person was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause is under investigation. More news in 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
The McMinn County Animal Shelter is asking for help after unexpectedly taking in 45 dogs from a rescue operation over the weekend. The McMinn Regional Humane Society says the dogs were brought in as part of a hoarding case, with many of them requiring extensive medical treatment and grooming care. The shelter says they're over capacity, with the dogs being there with two or three to a kennel. The dogs are not available for adoption yet. Many of them are still being assessed, but the shelter says they need donations to help offset the costs. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is 27 after the hour. Don't forget Good Neighbor events coming up, another check of the weather, and our first look at traffic. All coming up. I thought if I said that real fast, it would go by.
Yeah, but he wouldn't hit the thing.
Yeah, but he always does. We have our song of the day today, which I remembered, actually, this time. And it's from 1963, the best B-side songs that became hits. This is the Beatles classic, was the B-side of the U.S. release of the widely popular I Want to Hold Your Hand. Well, with the Beatles, they had a lot of this happen, mm-hmm. You know, where the B-side was good. I saw her standing there.
With another.
I tell you what, it took me a long time as a kid to figure out who was singing. Was it Paul or was it John?
I still don't know.
I thought this was John for like 20 years, but it's actually Paul that was singing this. Paul sang all the higher stuff. Okay? Then I Want to Hold Your Hand, they sang it together. Because Paul's the only one that could go, woo, like that. Yeah.
Just like me.
Paul.
Paul's in the, Paul.
Paul's in the
Paul,
studio
Paul
with
McCartney.
Us.
I'm the Beatle.
Oh, man. $3,000 for a ticket, right? Is that right? What was it? Would you talk about it? $5,000?
Something like that. I was reading about it. There's a big kind of like trial going on dealing with that, because there was scalpers real bad that were buying up those tickets.
Yeah.
They were just sitting and they'd buy most of them.
So
and
what,
then
what
resell
is the original
them.
Price?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure it was not cheap, but.
Well, even back in 1990 something, when my wife was trying to get tickets, they were $1,500
people talk about ticket prices and how much more expensive, and they are, but also that's the only way musicians make money now.
Right.
Cuz you don't sell records anymore, you know, everything's digital, and so the only way to make money on music is doing live shows.
And
so.
I know vinyl's back, but you don't make enough money on vinyl sales.
No, cuz it's a kind of a niche market still and
yeah. I'm just glad that they do still make them.
Well, I am too.
The Nashville events already, it was, when we talked about it, it was almost sold out. And of course it has.
Wait a minute. Couldn't you and I go as WGNS reporters?
Maybe, I guess.
do a live remote from the Paul McCartney concert.
This said that $500 for a sixth row center seat. But I don't know that that's right. Maybe that was what it was
How
originally.
How much? 5,000?
500. I think it was originally, but you mentioned the scalpers.
Like I said,
and all that
thing. 5,000 bucks.
Apparently, it was real bad with this. Plus, there's upselling through the ticketing websites and stuff, too. So they make a little money on the top and whatever. But a lot of scalpers came in and bought these tickets online and turned around and were reselling them for exorbitant amounts of money. Just because it was...
Who was that religious rapper that was at a couple of years ago at the New Vision Church getaway thing? What was his name? I wonder if is he touring? What was
I
his name?
Don't know.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Lil Drizzle?
Yeah. Is he touring?
He's not a religious rapper.
Oh, he's not?
He's just a rapper.
Oh, so...
Oh,
so.
No. He's kind of taken a detour. Doing,
oh, really?
Well, man, I guess maybe he's doing some rap.
So what's
he's known
he doing?
He's known as the Fresh Prince of Bethlehem now.
That's true.
Really? So that would be your religious. You do religious.
Right. Yeah. On the side, yeah.
The Fresh Prince of Bethlehem.
I'll have to show you that between off the air.
Oh, no, we'll just play it.
I heard the crowd was extremely disappointed at church camp that he wasn't there, that he didn't perform.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very disappointed.
What's crazy is that was 4 years ago. It's been 4 years since I did
that.
And
still.
Has it really been that long?
It's been a long time.
Still, it's like Jimi Hendrix. I mean, it never ends.
Never ends. Yeah. One hit wonder. I'll be doing that. I'm Vanilla Ice. I'll be doing that one song till the day I'm dead.
Time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1892, Sunday school teacher Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother are murdered with an axe in Fall River, Massachusetts. Borden is later arrested, tried, and acquitted. Oh, what?
August 4th, right?
That's what I have here in front of me.
Today in history.
Uh-huh. In yellow?
Oh, okay. You skipped one. I see. I'm good.
Controversy.
Where am I now? I'm all confused. 1821, the first edition of American magazine, The Saturday Evening Post. 1956, Elvis Presley releases Hound Dog.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
Another B-side.
Yeah, that's right. In 1958, the Billboard Hot 100 is published with Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson at number one.
I was a fool.
And in 1984, finally here, Prince Purple Rain album goes number one and stays number one for 24 weeks. Right now, Brian is meditating. 6:33 on The Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
August 4th, 1942.
On this day of independence,
the New York premiere of the musical day, Holiday Inn.
Listen to an American
starring Bing Crosby
from the USA
and Fred Astaire. And featuring the debut of the song
White Christmas.
And August 4th, 1984.
I never meant to call you when it's all over.
Prince's soundtrack to his movie
Purple Rain.
Went to number one on the album chart and stayed there for almost half a year.
Purple Rain.
I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms returning in the afternoon. Under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 66 degrees, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon again under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now at 68 degrees.
Good morning. There was a wreck a few minutes ago in Antioch getting some attention. 24 westbound near Bell Road. It was there long enough to slow down that traffic that's coming up into that area there from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Antioch right now on 24 westbound at Bell Road, cleaning up this accident. Already building down I-40 through Wilson County into Hermitage as traffic also gets a little bit heavier. 65 south down through Millersville. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Did you realize that yoga helps you improve your flexibility and balance and supports joint health? Yoga also enhances cardiovascular health. It just makes you feel better. Get with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department for information about their yoga classes at the Patterson Community Center, over at SportsCom, or the St. Clair Senior Center. Feel better with yoga. Oakland's Mansion, along with the Murfreesboro Little Theater, are having their joint annual meeting and dinner. That's this Saturday night at Oakland's Mansion. And MLT will perform Shakespeare's The Tempest. Tickets are $30, and that's this Saturday night at 5 at Oakland's Mansion. Did you realize there are two farmers markets every Saturday morning? One is from 8 in the morning until noon all around the Rutherford County Courthouse, and that's a service of Main Street Murfreesboro. The other's at the same time in Smyrna at the Depot District. They are both 8 until noon Saturdays. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, wise guy.
Our time now, 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, Dalton, and Daryl are here as we're doing the Daryl Rigsby Joke Fest. This is the third day of the Joke Fest.
The Joke-a-thon?
This is the first time we've got a newcomer on the judging side.
That's
of it,
true.
Though.
So
yeah,
and
isn't today the day that he's going to judge this one alone because for that one joke?
It's one we haven't done, though, right?
We talked about it because you said you were a little confused. And
Yeah, okay.
But he was going to do it.
Yeah, lone judge here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
just
right.
Me? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a camel with no hump?
I don't know. What?
Humphrey? Well, make sure that you get in that. Don't edit that out. You said stupid first. Okay.
But it's funny. I'll give it a thumbs up.
Wow. Daryl is 3 for 3.
He's better than you are.
I would have given him a thumbs up on that one, too.
You may be out, dude.
I mean, it's okay
if we
by
can
me.
Figure out how to get him recorded, you know, we
I know. And hearing Daryl's voice do it, awesome. 641.
CBS News Brief. Texas Democratic legislators are in Illinois to prevent a vote on a Republican redistricting plan backed by President Trump. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The Republican Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to expel these legislators for not showing up for work if they don't today. The Republican Attorney General is threatening to arrest them. They could face big fines, but so far, these Democrats are defiant.
Fire crews in California are battling the Gifford wildfire near Santa Barbara. It's only 3% contained. CBS's Jason Allen.
Air tankers dropping fire retardant dealt with winds fanning the erratic flames. Nearly 50,000 acres are scorched across Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties.
After Friday's weaker-than-expected July jobs report and downward revisions for May and June, President Trump fired the chief statistician.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A heartwarming reunion in Laverne has reminded many in Rutherford County of the close bond between people and their pets. Late Friday night, a family's golden doodle was stolen from their yard around 9 p.m., triggering an urgent response from Laverne police. Officers treated the incident with seriousness and compassion, launching an immediate investigation. With help from the Franklin Police Department, the suspect was located, taken into custody, and the dog was safely returned to its overjoyed family. Officials emphasized that this case was never viewed as just a pet theft. It was a recovery mission for a beloved member of a local household. The successful outcome not only brought relief, but also highlighted the strong partnerships among law enforcement agencies in Rutherford County. Residents looking to engage more with local officers are invited to attend the National Night Out on Tuesday, August the 5th. Murfreesboro's event will be held at Oakland Park from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and Smyrna will take place at the Smyrna Police Department from 6 to 8. Meanwhile, a quieter yet critical crisis unfolding across Murfreesboro and the wider region, the disappearance of pollinators. The Rutherford County UTTSU Agricultural Extension Service warns of a steep decline in bees and butterflies due to pesticide use, habitat loss, and climate change. Residents can take immediate action by planting native flowers and avoiding chemical treatments in their gardens. Master Gardener Debbie Strobel will discuss the issue on Thursday, August the 7th edition of the Action Line on WGNS from 8:15 to 9 a.m. She'll share insights on how protecting pollinators can safeguard local agriculture and ecosystems. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Every month of the year is wedding season. Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have 4 different vendors that have bridal pieces. We probably have over 200 different engagement rings for you to look at with different stone shapes, white gold, yellow gold, platinum. So if you don't know what you're looking for in an engagement ring, come in here to Bell Jewelers and we have many options for you to look at. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore.
You can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A person has died following a boating accident near the Hamilton Creek area of Percy Priest Reservoir. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says a 74-year-old man was making adjustments to his sailboat when the waves reportedly struck the boat, causing him to lose balance and fall overboard. Investigators say he was not wearing a life jacket. Authorities say nearby boaters heard the calls for help and entered the water to assist. Officers recovered him a short time later. This is the state's 17th boating-related fatality of the year. A man faces more than 25 counts of various charges, including attempted murder, after being accused of trying to detonate improvised explosive devices inside an East Tennessee home when authorities came to arrest him Friday. Polk County officials tried to arrest 54-year-old Kevin Wade O'Neill at his home. When they arrived, O'Neill reportedly attempted to detonate devices. The sheriff's office says O'Neill is charged with 11 counts of attempted first-degree murder for the 9 detectives and deputies present during the arrest, as well as 2 other people who were at the home at the time, among other charges. More news in 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
A popular thoroughfare in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park has been closed due to road failure. Highway 441 at Newfound Gap Road in the park has been closed between Sugarlands and Newfound Gap until further notice following storm-related damage. The park says travelers going between Tennessee and North Carolina should use I-40 as an alternate route. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got weather coming up and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. It's coming in right before CBS News at 7 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. John, Brian, Dalton with you, and I don't know if you know how nobody knows where we sit in the studio, but Dalton has a really good seat.
Well, for those who have not heard us complain about it before, the desk in here
there's not anybody in Murfreesboro that hadn't heard us complain about
it. It's what, 4 foot, 3.5 foot tall?
I have no clue.
It's tall. It's a very tall desk. A normal desk is probably like 2.5 foot, you know, very low to the ground. So it's very tall. So you have to sit in these tall bar stools, and the bar stools are so uncomfortable. And last week I just had enough, so I pulled in a regular office chair, and I'm sitting at a normal height on the floor.
Well, let's see. We have 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. Well, we have eight chairs/stools.
We had to try some out, and I still don't like mine. I think I'm going to buy one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Keep it up here. Roll it in when you want to use it. I like it.
Well, I'm going to drag it into the office, though. I'm not going to just have any Tom, Dick, or Harry sit in it. How's that? Hey, by the way, I want to thank WGNS for the coverage over the Eagleville soccer field coming up.
Yeah.
They broke ground the other day, and then they practiced, and it was about 89 degrees at the time.
Ooh, so. They're going to start this year with middle school, right?
Yes. They're going to gradually weed it in. As they grow up, they'll...
And that'll be the first high school team, the middle schoolers that we're playing now.
Right. Nice. So, I don't know. I think if you still want to play with Central in the high school, you can play with Central. You know, that's where they go if they play soccer. But they're eventually getting it where if you're at Eagleville, you'll play at Eagleville.
Yeah. So,
and the facility's pretty nice. I mean, they're going to have a nice field over there.
Do all the county teams have a soccer team now? Or county schools have a soccer team?
High schools?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They will be the last
one to come aboard.
And
if you were at Eagleville, you could play soccer, but you went to Central Magnet.
Right.
And they co-op. Still will till they get the middle school gets to the high school.
Yeah.
So did like the
doing it. I'm sure the middle school had a co-op too, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So
they
now
did.
The middle school is not co-opted.
Right. Yeah. Right. So they have a pretty good number, and
where is the field?
You know where the little ambulance service thing is?
That, yes.
As you go back down, it's behind
it. Right behind it.
And
okay.
It's behind the, it's kind of right past that practice field that the football team uses. It's on down just a little bit.
Okay.
Further down.
So the, I guess the county owns all of that land all the way
yeah.
up to the highway.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
nice.
It was a good spot. I didn't yeah. know that they had that. And actually, you know, if they had to grow, they could go out toward the highway a little or go back toward the parking lot, but
They could make more parking out there and build
yeah,
onto the building
so, yeah,
if they
I think
to.
So. But they're in pretty good shape out there. So looking forward to that. Also,
who's the head coach?
Samantha Jackson.
You know her, right?
Yeah, and her experience in soccer is unbelievable. She's got good help. She's
yeah.
got good help. Mm. But she does know the game. She never played it, but she knows the game because she had a daughter that was excelled in it, granddaughter.
I think at this point it's going to be difficult on a local level to find coaches who did play soccer. Because not only do you have to want to be a coach, but you have to be a teacher in the school system. And if you grew up here, there weren't soccer teams.
Yeah,
so
you got to have usually somebody from the community that knows it. She's got a good person helping her. And
yeah, I think about 10 years... 15 years, you'll start to see all the soccer coaches were soccer players. But at this point, it's just going to be hard to do that.
You know, it's funny. Every sport has that, though, has a volunteer coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even basketball, they've got coaches of that are on that they're in the building. But they still have volunteer coaches all over the place. And sometimes we don't know who they are.
Very true.
All right. It's time for celebrating some birthday time.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1821, Louis Vuitton is born. He was a French founder of the Louis Vuitton brand of leather goods. 1901, Louis Armstrong.
Different Louis.
American jazz trumpeter and singer. And I thought he was going to do What a Wonderful World.
I thought he was going to do Apple Bottom Jeans.
In 1933, Sheldon Adelson, American business magnate, CEO of Las Vegas Sands Casino Company. 1940, Timmy Euro, American singer born in Chicago, Illinois. That was a big hit for her, too.
How?
Lately,
no, I'm just kidding.
And then sung later on by the King. He made it a big hit, too.
Yeah.
1955, Billy Bob Thornton, American actor of Sling Blade.
I was sitting out there in the shed one evening, not doing too much of nothing, waiting on my mother to come out and give me my Bible lesson. Picked up a Kaiser blade that was sitting there by the screen door. Some folks called it a Sling Blade. I call it a Kaiser blade.
1961, Barack Obama, the 44th United States president and first African-American president, born in Honolulu, Hawaii. Kurt Busch, 1978. Meghan Markle, 1981. Cole Sprouse, 1992, American actor. Along with brother Dylan Sprouse, they're twin brothers. Sweet Life, Zach and Cody. You remember that?
Yes, and then... Cole Sprouse went on to be in Riverdale.
Yeah.
Which was a big hit.
The other one, like, works at a bank.
He's a model.
Okay. All right. So. And looking at birthdays around here, Danny Page, Mickey Barrett, Ray Moss, Anita Thompson, Meredith Baumann, Rita Ash, Trey Duke, Clay Norman, Gail Brinker, Susan Boney, Melanie Brugley, and Eric Leverance.
And we need some more. Get them in. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number.
655. Here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms returning in the afternoon. Under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 66 degrees, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon again under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now at 68 degrees.
Middle Tennessee Electric's virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Register to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers starting August 9th at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
Good morning. They moved the damaged vehicles here in Antioch involved in this crash. 24 westbound near Bell Road, but it's left us with heavy traffic up through there now as you come in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County through Antioch right now on 24 westbound at Bell Road as they clean up this accident. It's moving a little bit better now on I-40 as you come through Hermitage. It is building, however, coming in from Wilson County on I-40 westbound as you come into the Hermitage area towards Donaldson. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has two items on the menu. Check them out at PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dozens of vendors. One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is Adam Tipton with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all of our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting tonight at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. The meeting will be immediately following. For information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.com.
Well, we did not have this on our weekend bingo card, but here you go.
We ready?
Yeah, I think so. Tom Holland there, back as Peter Parker, and the first full teaser for Spider-Man Brand New Day. Marvel dropping that Saturday, almost breaking the internet. We also get a good look at Spidey's new threads, too, and we're finding out who else is coming along for a swing. Oh, and he's green.
And Hulk. Smash.
Yep, Mark Ruffalo is joining the cast, back as Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk, a role he's been doing since the first Avengers movie 14 years ago. It's a crowded room, too. We've also got Zendaya, Sadie Sink, and John Bernthal as the Punisher. Spider-Man Brand New Day is out July 2026. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Are you telling me the time is already up?
Well, half of it. We're going to have another hour, right?
There's another hour of the Wake Up Crew.
I normally just clock out for that one.
Yeah, I'm going home. Anyway, we've got our good neighbor of the day. She is Melissa Harrell, the Rutherford County Circuit Court Clerk. Did a great job of compassion and grace by kneeling to tie a young mother's shoelaces as she held her sleeping baby. An everyday act of kindness that spoke volumes. And she's going to receive flowers for Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you can nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Birthdays and anniversaries are a very similar process. Once again, 615-893-1450. Or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there so we can give away some banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Is outdated technology slowing down your business? SysCorp Computer Services provides fast, reliable IT support to keep operations running smoothly so businesses can stay focused on what truly matters. Sys-corp.net is the website address.
All right, Brian, Dalton,
John,
we'll be back in just a few minutes. We've got CBS News coming up at 7.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Blocking a Texas redistricting plan.
This is the only way we can protect Texans.
Western wildfires.
This is a rapidly fast-moving fire.
New hire after jobs report firing.
We'll be announcing a new statistician over the next 3-4 days.
Good morning. I'm Cammie McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup.
There's a showdown in Texas over Republican plans to redraw the political map in a way that could help them win additional seats. Democratic lawmakers have fled the state and have gathered in Illinois, calling the redistricting plan a power grab by President Trump. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in St. Charles, Illinois.
We are here to fight for the millions of Texans who don't want Trump's Texas takeover.
Dozens of Texas House Democrats disrupting plans to vote on a new Republican-drawn map to reshape congressional power in the Lone Star State.
We're not here to play political games. We're here to demand an end to this corrupt process.
President Trump has directed Texas Republicans redraw their map.
How many more seats do you want the Republicans to draw?
Five.
In hopes of avoiding the losses that usually happen to a president's party in midterm elections. Right now, Texas Republicans hold 25 of the state's 38 seats in the House of Representatives, but the redrawn map would give the GOP an advantage in at least five more seats. Down in West Dallas,
Mark Vesey, your congressman.
Texas Democratic Congressman Mark Vesey is a familiar face at this community center.
I'm really concerned that they may be left with representation that does not reflect the values of the people that live in these neighborhoods.
Vesey now wants Democrats in other states like California and Illinois to redraw their maps.
If you don't match Trump's energy, you get run over.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the new map is necessary to address constitutional concerns raised by the Justice Department.
Governor Abbott has given the Democrats until this afternoon to return to Texas, or he'll remove them from their membership in the House. Dozens of western wildfires are burning this morning. In California, the Gifford Fire north of Santa Barbara doubled in size in just 24 hours. Jason Allen reports.
Acres of dry brush, some up to 6 feet, fueled the walls of fire.
It takes a lot of personnel to take on something of this size.
Nearly 50,000 acres are scorched across Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. About 100 miles north of San Francisco, the Lake Fire spread to more than 300 acres in Reno, Nevada. The fast-moving 75-acre Pivon Fire forced residents to evacuate. In Utah, the Monroe Canyon Fire is now more than 58,000 acres.
In Europe, the heat wave continues. In Portugal, a high risk of fires has led to a ban on fireworks and electrical equipment in forests. In Taiwan, heavy rainfall triggered flooding and landslides. More than a year's worth of rain fell in southern Taiwan in just the past week. And in China, the government has warned some residents of Beijing not to go outside because of the heavy rains. A weak jobs report rattled the markets last week, and President Trump fired the person who delivered the report, claiming it's rigged. Weijia Zhang has the latest from the White House.
Late Sunday night, President Trump defended his decision to fire Erica McIntyre, the now former commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Trump accused her without evidence of rigging the July jobs report.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced.
William Beach served as the head of the BLS during Trump's first term. He called his successor's firing totally groundless and a dangerous precedent, warning if any weak numbers are released by Trump's next pick.
Everybody's going to think, well, it's not as bad as it probably really is, because they're going to suspect political influence.
Boeing workers who build fighter jets are on strike. They walked out overnight, accusing the company of empty promises. They want a contract that their union says reflects their skill, dedication, and critical role in our nation's defense. 4 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The manhunt continues in Montana for a military veteran suspected of shooting four people at a bar in the small town of Anaconda, the state's attorney general.
We've got air assets, ground assets. We're going to catch this guy. This is still absolutely priority number one.
45-year-old Michael Paul Brown is believed to be armed and dangerous. He was last seen gaunt, barefoot, and wearing nothing but black shorts. Tennessee authorities have arrested two men they say are connected to the case of four murdered family members. The two are charged with accessory after the fact to first-degree murder. Police are still searching for the murder suspect, 28-year-old Austin Robert Drummond. An infant related to the victims was found alive in a car seat 40 miles away from the killings. Dozens of aid trucks moved from Egypt today heading for Gaza. Health officials say six more people in Gaza died of starvation over the past 24 hours. Former Israeli security chiefs are now joining the pressure on the Israeli government to end the war. They've written a letter to President Trump insisting Hamas no longer poses a strategic threat to Israel. Nearly 80 people were killed and dozens are missing after a boat carrying migrants sank off Yemen. Many of them are believed to be Ethiopian. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports on the hottest U.S. housing markets.
During the pandemic, many people moved down to the Sunshine State. Not anymore, though. According to Bankrate's Housing Heat Index, that market has cooled off.
Four of the five coldest markets are in Florida, while metros in New Haven and Norwich, Connecticut, Rockford, Illinois, and York, Pennsylvania now top our index.
Analyst Alex Gailey on why they're so hot now.
They have a solid mix of rising home prices year over year, tight inventory, and fast-selling homes.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Bonnie Anderson has died. She played the receptionist at a radio station in the popular 70s and 80s TV series WKRP in Cincinnati.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP.
Her character was blonde, high-heeled, and often the only one in charge.
Would you like to see the big guy?
The big guy.
The skipper, the chief, the head honcho, the jerk who runs his place.
Anderson died after a long illness, according to her publicist, and just ahead of her 80th birthday. Time on the roundup, 8 minutes past the hour.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now, it's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms returning in the afternoon. Under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 66 degrees, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon again under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68 degrees.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. There's a stalled car up against the wall in Antioch. It's in a terrible spot. 24 eastbound near Harding Place. It's still heavy 24 west coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, from Walden Road all the way up to Bell Road. Again, it's from some problems we had earlier in the westbound lanes. You can just expect heavy traffic for the next while here on 24 westbound up through Antioch right now coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Your mission, listener, should you choose to accept it, is to listen to The Wake Up Crew. As always, John, Brian, and Dalton will usher you through the next 2 hours of news, traffic, weather, and fun. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck.
Wake up, crew. Second hour here coming in for you. Like a bolt of lightning. It's Monday. It is August the 4th. Episode 1713 of the Wake Up Crew. So we've got school starting in just 2 days. Can you believe it? 2 days away from the start of school. That's the half day.
You wake up in the... Oh, sorry. Every time I hear that bell.
And then...
It's the same bell.
I know.
The first full day of school is coming up for you on Friday. So let's get you in the school mood right now.
I can't wait to go back to school.
Can't wait to go back to school. Can't wait to go back to school.
Everybody come and sing with me if you're ready for school.
My grandkids are ready for school.
Are they?
Yeah, they're dying to get back.
That's cool.
They get bored easily. But they're ready to go back.
They've already had the summer, done all the things they wanted to
do. Well, volleyball starts for me next week.
Well, yeah.
Tomorrow. Actually, her first game.
Oh, really?
First game's tomorrow.
First game?
The older I got, the more I got that way. When I was in elementary school, I never wanted to go back to school. But as I got a little older,
I guess it's because you don't have that bond with your friends as much as you do in high school,
And you're kind of, I think when you're in high school, you're looking towards the finish line of being done school.
I hated my first 2 years of kindergarten and first grade. Well, and then I loved third, fourth, and fifth because I was at school. My dad was principal, so I was a big dog. sixth, seventh, and eighth was nice at McFadden. And then Central, first 2 years, rough, too many people. There were like 4,000 kids in one building. Then Riverdale was great. So,
did I ever tell you about my first day of kindergarten experience? Have I talked about that
on
the air?
Did you wet your pants?
Probably, but I don't. So I get dropped off for my first day of pre-K.
Okay.
My first day of pre-K, first day of school ever. I get dropped off. Nobody told me as a child, ever. Nobody ever mentioned that you had to go to school every day. I thought it was a one-time thing.
So when did you find out? The next morning?
The next morning when I got woken up. And he said, all right, you got to go to school. And I'm like, wait. I have to go back? I was like, that was fun for a day, but I don't know if I want to do that every single day. And that's
reality
how I realized.
Set in.
I mean, it was like, I had no idea I had to go back the next. I thought it was just, you went and it was an activity. I didn't know it was an everyday thing. I didn't know what school was. Nobody told me.
But look how you turned out.
Yeah.
Who was your Miss Davis?
Miss Davis was my pre-K teacher. And then Miss Barnes was my kindergarten.
couldn't find a better one. Those are two good ones right there.
Yep.
Yeah. And you had Miss Goff in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. All three of those were awesome.
Had Miss Creekmore in third.
Yep, she's awesome.
It gets fuzzy after that.
And who'd you have in first grade?
I don't remember.
Miss Haley.
Miss Haley. Yeah.
That's right. It's been so long
Man,
ago.
Man, he had a who's who of teachers, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think I got special placement.
No, we wouldn't do that at Wilson Elementary. No, that
you
didn't
sure?
happen.
Because I always found out before everyone else.
Well, that's because your dad went over and sneaked over and found out where the thing was. He kept bugging me till I finally said, okay, he's in this class, okay?
he cared that much?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, that was the last time he cared about anything.
I didn't pick him. You just, somebody did that picking. It wasn't me.
What is it?
I think my secretary did a lot of it, though. You know, when they go through it and they go, oh, he's a good boy. You know.
Oh, really?
I wasn't a good boy, so I don't know how that happened.
I think they did a lot of things I didn't know about, to be honest with you. One thing you don't want to make mad is the secretary and the bookkeeper. You've got to keep them happy. So, but you did look up. Now, I know I didn't. I know Miss Creekmore was just random.
I think I had
that was her first year.
Yeah, I think I had her first
Miss Goff was random. I know that. Mm. Now, pre-K, you didn't have any choice. Because right. That was the only one we had. Yeah.
Teaching.
So first grade, was you got lucky too. So there you go. Miss Goff, you know, her baby was Dalton. That was her baby right there.
Yeah, she asked about him when I see her every time.
Oh, yeah. He was little Elvis. Yeah.
I was. I did
Tennessee
Hound
play.
Did all the sets for her stuff. I think, you know, stayed after school, worked on props. And
it's because he didn't want to come pick me up.
Yeah. He didn't even know you were in school unless you got in trouble. Your grandfather took care of you at school.
That's true.
And the only reason he knew you were at school is when he'd get a call from me going, Dalton threw something in the toilet today at school.
People always used to ask, like, oh, you're the principal is your dad's friend. Do you get special treatment? And I was like, no, it's the opposite.
The principal is your godfather.
It's the opposite. Every time something minor happens, every single time I get in worse trouble for it.
I was telling that story on the air the other day on Roundtable. My dad, I got in trouble when my dad at school, two other guys were with me, did the same thing. And they were walking up to his office and said, hey, we got it made. Dinkins is with us, and his daddy's not going to do anything to us. I said, are you kidding me? I said, I'm going first. And my dad, I never will forget, he took his belt off, which was, as big a man as he was, it was about 18 feet.
He could get you from a distance.
And then it was like, from the other end of the office to the front, bam, right there. And he paddled them with a paddle. So they actually got it easier than I did. But I told him, I said, it ain't going to help. It's going to make it worse for you, fellas.
Now, did you get it at school and then at home as well?
No, I didn't get it at home.
Okay, that's good.
It was over at school. But you didn't get paddled by me.
The worst was,
I just go.
Yeah.
It was like it's like the bat phone. Brian, come here.
And eventually it got to the point where I knew I was getting called home from school early. And I just knew it was coming. And then that voice would come over the intercom. Dalton Barrett, please report to the office for dismissal.
You had a tendency, though, to stretch the truth a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't call it a lie.
It was like,
what? You know, the unbelievable story that he would tell is what got him. I mean, I'm like going, oh, yeah, I'm calling your dad. boom. I said, I can't take it anymore. Boom.
And then I'd sit in class and I'd wait, and inevitably over the intercom.
And I always called him. I was the one that always called for you.
Yep.
Dalton, to the office for your death, for your execution.
Chicken in the boots.
Did you ever feel bad?
We got to go.
No, of course not. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Phillies beat the Tigers 2-0 Sunday night. Kyle Schwarber hit his 38th homer. That's tied for the National League lead. In the NL East, the Phils are alone in first again, a half game over the Mets, who lost at home 12-4 to San Francisco. The Braves beat the Reds 4-2 at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. The Dodgers and Padres each won. Brewers and Cubs each won. That Cubs win in Chicago was 5-3 over Baltimore on a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth by pinch hitter Justin Turner. Kansas City won in 10 innings at Toronto. Boston won its fifth straight game. Miami won its fifth in a row. And Seattle edged Texas 5-4. A NASCAR victory for William Byron at Iowa, his first win since the Daytona 500 in February. WNBA victories for Indiana and New York. Buffalo Bills running back James Cook sat out practice. He wants contract extension. Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown missed practice with a bad hamstring.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in 3 or 4 times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other room. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Tim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today. It's back to school time. Hard to believe that the kids will be going back to school later this week.
That's right.
It's strange. That brings along a whole new set of challenges for the parents. We're going to be talking about nutrition today and what you can feed your child to help them concentrate.
Yes.
So they can eat better and think better.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of times we immediately go to when the kid's not concentrating, we immediately go to, do they have a diagnosis? Do they need medication? And for me, you know, coming from a nutrition background, I'm always going to look at what does their diet look like, right? There are a few things that are going to make attention worse. And that can happen for adults too, right? Like if you were to wake up in the morning and eat jelly beans and go to breakfast, how do you think you're going to function at work all day?
Not going to work good.
No, not great. You're going to have a blood sugar is going to go up and you're going to crash, right? But kids can have that very same reaction. It doesn't have to be jelly beans, right? But it could be a very sugary cereal. It could be really sweet muffins, right? So what you feed your child, especially at breakfast, can make a difference on how well they're able to pay attention the rest of the day, right? We know that there are certain food colors, like red dye usually is one of the ones that's the most prominent, that can lead to behavioral issues, right? So if you're eating something like Fruit Loops or something along those lines that's got like red dye in it, that could be problematic for the child, right? They don't like juice and you're giving them Hawaiian punch or something like that. That could make it harder for them to concentrate. So what does breakfast ideally look like for the child is some type of a protein food. Okay. Doesn't mean you can't have a carb food, but we want to have some kind of protein food with it, right? So if we're going to do pancakes, we're going to add to it eggs or sausage or bacon, yogurt, Greek yogurt, something like that. Something that's got some protein to help to balance that out. Can we use something besides Aunt Jemima syrup on the waffle or on the pancake? Can we use something like apple butter or a low sugar or no sugar jam instead? Applesauce can work as a really good alternative as well. What kind of cereals are we doing? Do we need to modify the type of cereal? Do we need to modify the amount of cereal? Again, are we adding some type of a protein food to it to help to balance it out? So that's one of the things that can be the most important. And I understand 100% because I've got a child too, right, that I've got to get out the door. And so I'm probably not going to make a quiche in the morning before we go to school. Like we just don't have that kind of time. So what I do sometimes is like there are brands that make like protein waffles or protein pancakes where they add like whey protein or some type of a protein to those things. So it sort of presents itself as a convenience food, but they're getting a good dose of protein in with it. And so on those days that I don't have time, we can throw something like that in the microwave and be out and go, and they've got something substantial, right? The other thing that you might want to look at is if your kid is skipping breakfast, you know, they say they're not hungry, you don't have time, maybe they eat breakfast at school, which a lot of sugary options. As part of my dietetic internship, I had to do a rotation of several weeks in school nutrition. I wasn't super excited about a lot of the foods that are served there at any of the meals. And so thinking about those kind of things and ways that you can add some kind of protein food or fat to the breakfast to help them be able to pay attention better.
Is sugar one of the big no-nos that keeps creeping in throughout every meal and snacks too?
It's the amount of sugar that's so problematic, right? If you serve your kid oatmeal and you put a teaspoon of sugar or a teaspoon of honey in it, we're talking about 4 grams of sugar, somewhere between 16 and 20 calories, whether you do the honey or the sugar. That's really not a big deal. However, if you're giving them something like Captain Crunch, it's going to have several teaspoons of sugar in it. Some of your really are a sugary oatmeal products that have sugar in them already can have, several teaspoons of sugar. Like you would be better off giving them a donut sometimes. I'm not advocating giving them a donut, but some donuts will have less sugar than some of those kind of products do. And so it's really the amount of it. So I would rather somebody take a plain oatmeal, add your own sweetener to it. It's likely to be a lot less than what you got when you buy something that's pre-sweetened.
So watch out for that sugar. Of course, the kids, they're pulled to it. It's addictive.
It is very addictive. A lot of times, especially when you have picky eaters, sometimes it's really challenging. They might have a very sweet palate, and so they don't like things plain. They don't like plain cereal. They don't like plain toast. Everything's got to have some kind of a sweet on it. So how can we mimic that flavor of sweet without getting so much sugar? So like I said, can we use a low sugar jelly or a no sugar jelly on our toast instead of something that's got a lot of sugar, like grape jelly? A lot of times it's like one of the worst things that you can do in that kind of instance. You know, can we do a Greek yogurt with less sugar and more protein instead of a really sugary go-gurt or something like that, right? So a lot of times it's not about we have to completely overhaul what we're doing, but maybe we should swap what we're doing for something that's going to be a little bit more healthy for kids, something that's going to help them pay attention better when they get to school.
In other words, you're helping them learn what it's like to not have something quite as sugary, quite as sweet, and think, hey, that's pretty good.
Right. And if they're more satisfied because they've gotten more fiber and less of the sugar, like I said, they're more likely to pay attention. They're less likely to get hungry 2 hours later. And that can also affect their attention span as well.
Where is Sunshine Nutrition Center located?
So we have two locations in Rutherford County, in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road, and here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street.
Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling your home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I lived in Riverbend and had a really large garden that was having trouble. So I was thinking about downsizing, but not necessarily moving to independent living until I came to the Villages. And I think it would be for a lot of other people if they consider that.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
This is Doris Sand with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all of our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting tonight at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. The meeting will be immediately following. For more information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website at rcfarmbureau.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, the Wake Up Crew fun continues 7:30 on the nose here on a Monday morning, August the 4th.
Fun? Is that what we're really having? Fun? Okay, I guess beggars can't be choosy. Birthday list. Yesterday, Clay Norman, Gail Brinker, Susan Boney, Melanie Broglie, and Eric Leverance. Today, Danny Page, Mickey Barrett. Oh, that's your brother.
Yep.
Yeah, Ray Moss, Anita Thompson, Meredith Baumann, Rita Ash, and Dr. Trey Duke.
And? The big 6-0 for Mickey.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Trey Duke. Oh, yeah. Big 6-0, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Trey Duke, he's hitting, well, I think he's maybe 33 now. Started young.
And we need some more birthdays. Get them into a 615-893-1450 to win some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Yeah, your last chance to get those in is right now. So call, text, however you can get them to us immediately here. We're going to announce everything at the top of the hour. And got traffic, news, and also the weather coming up for you.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms returning in the afternoon. Under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 66 degrees, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon again under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68 degrees.
Good morning. Still running a little bit slow trying to get up through Antioch from a wreck we had earlier on 24 westbound at Bell Road. Again, it's getting slow out here at times. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, trying to get through Antioch on 24 westbound. A little bit of extra time in that area just to be on the safe side as it starts to load up now on I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. It's gotten heavier through the Mount Juliet area westbound I-40 as that traffic leaves Wilson County headed into Davidson County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken, new items on the menu. Check them out today when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Smyrna and Rutherford County are poised for a major transformation as the U.S. Senate advances funding to relocate the Tennessee National Guard from Nashville's Berry Field to the Smyrna-Rutherford County Airport. The transition, supported by Senator Marsha Blackburn, aligns with the expiration of the current lease in 2045 and avoids the risk of losing key military personnel to other states. The Tennessee Air National Guard's 118th Wing, best known for drone operations, will also make the move. The wing made headlines in 2023 when its MQ-9 drone completed a groundbreaking flight from California to Smyrna, operated remotely by Nashville-based pilots. Relocating to Smyrna offers multiple advantages. The site, formerly Stewart Air Force Base, already supports diverse aviation activity and is located just 12 miles from Berry Field. With 73% of the 1,700 guardsmen living within 50 miles of Smyrna, the shift ensures continuity and economic impact, preserving an estimated $145 million annually for Middle Tennessee. Senator Blackburn stressed the importance of modernizing military infrastructure while also investing in agriculture and research across the state. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, the Rutherford Arts Alliance continues to cultivate local culture. Executive Director Jeff Lysazin announced that the August member and friend mixer scheduled for August 19th. Artist Row, a Saturday pop-up in downtown Murfreesboro, invites local artists to display and sell work alongside the farmers market. With events like the upcoming Fall Arts and Crafts Show at Oakland's Mansion, the Alliance is shaping a vibrant, inclusive arts scene here in Rutherford County. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn.
You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
As we continue the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, it's time to play Family Feud.
Woohoo! Family Feud!
And we are playing...
I'm locked in, John. I'm ready.
...against Jay Frank today.
We've played that guy before. He's a loser.
Round one. Here's the question. Name something people put down.
Keys? Nope. Put down. Put down my...
Oh, well, we were talking a lot of smack.
lid? Put down the lid? No. Put down the trunk? No. Put down the hood?
Put down on paper?
Okay, okay. Book? Put down a book. Phone?
Nice.
Mice?
Mice?
Did you say mice?
I did not say mice, okay. No. Why down, would you put down mice?
Toilet seat. Oh, I really thought that'd be up there.
I did too.
Put down. I want to say lid. Put down the lid, but I don't know what that means.
You zip your zipper. Unzip your zipper.
I didn't get it in time.
Animal, cup, and others.
Put down. Put people
put down.
Down
others. Yeah.
Those were good answers.
I knew it meant that.
Frank didn't get anything. No. So
Frank was on the struggle bus. Here's second round, double points, and the question is, name something a person might fall out of.
Tree.
Tree.
Plane.
Plane. Car.
Wow.
Fall out of.
Touch.
Way to go philosophical there, if I can spell.
Write it down.
I'm working on it.
No, it was wrong anyway.
Love?
Mm. Oh.
He's Googled the answer.
Oh, quit.
I didn't. I haven't. There's nothing on my phone.
Quit looking at the phone then.
Too dependent on it. Tell me what to do.
Fall out of... fall out of a chair. I got that one from the studio.
Well, that's happened in the studio.
We've got one more and we can clear the board.
Fall out of the bed. You've fallen out of the bed before.
Oh!
Right at the last moment.
I hit my elbow on the microphone real hard and it hurt real bad.
And he put his phone down on that one.
So, final next round, triple points.
I don't think Frank can catch up with us.
let's see. Here's the question. Name something that might be cut short.
Hair.
What are you talking about?
Cut short time? Our time was cut short. Life.
Yeah, good one. Concert, performance. Nah.
Well, he's gotten a couple here so far.
Oh, he's not even close.
Well, no, not overall. But he's only 5 points behind us for this round. Something that might be cut short.
A phone call?
Yeah, okay. Oh, he read that
conversation.
One.
Well, we've got one still left on the board.
Cut the cord.
Cord.
No.
Well, the final answer is vacation.
Ah, that's a good one.
But we smoked Jay Frank, and it's now time for the fast money round. Here we go. Name something people put down.
Oh, what was the top answer? Phone?
No.
Others.
Others.
Name something people buy, use, and then return.
Clothes.
Name something you'd hate to discover bit you while you were sleeping.
Spider.
Snake.
Tell me something that dead people hang out. Tell me a place dead people hang out.
Graveyard.
Name something you hang up.
Phone.
All right, here we go. Something people put down, others, the number one answer. Something people buy, use, then return, close, number one answer. Spider, bite, 69. Number one answer. Graveyard for dead people, number one answer. Put down the phone, number one answer.
Woo! We won $7,000 and more than we're going to get for the show.
No. We have never gotten all number ones.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is Ridge Nunley with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting tonight at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. and the meeting will be immediately following. For information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42, it's time we bid you adieu.
Aw, that rhymed.
As we will wrap up the Wake Up Crew.
Man, he's so clever.
Monday.
I think I said that last week.
August 4th.
I think so, too.
Episode 1713 of the Wake Up Crew.
He looks like Lex Luthor.
That's how he does. He steals stuff.
Goodbye. I want to say good morning to today's good neighbor of the day, Rutherford County Circuit Court Clerk Melissa Harrell, today's good neighbor for quietly showing compassion and grace by kneeling and tying a young mother's shoelace that was holding her sleeping baby. Everyday Kindness Act by Melissa Harrell, our good neighbor of the day, from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. You can send in your good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. The two easy ways to get your good neighbor to us. On the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, reminding you members out there, keep your contact info current. And that will ensure better service and communication on things like outages and billing. You can update that anytime at mte.com.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
And playing Daryl Rigsby, John Dinkins.
Representing Daryl Rigsby, what do you call a camel with no hump?
I don't know what.
Humphrey?
Replay.
How was my delivery?
Your delivery was excellent.
Okay.
I think that joke, the appeal of that joke, if you're going to go to tell it around the cooler at the office today, the appeal of that joke is the surprise.
Yeah.
It surprises you.
It does. So he's 3 for 3 with thumbs up. We've got
3 more left?
3 more to go.
Okay. Nice.
Next time.
I think people have even forgotten you do the dad joke of the day now.
You've been dethroned.
It's the Daryl joke of the day.
I'm just taking a small hiatus. I mean, you know, we we have to recharge our batteries, you know, when we perform at levels like we do.
You were kind of puttering along.
Yeah, we were just giving you thumbs up so we didn't have to hear you complain.
Yeah.
And then you still complained.
Sorry you didn't get that role as Lex Luthor.
Went to Nicholas Holt instead.
What have we learned today?
You really shaved it off, man.
I like it. I think it looks better. The closer you get, the better it looks.
Yeah.
You just need to full commit.
Right
now, it looks like you're still clinging on a little bit. You just need to just commit.
Make it shiny all over.
I don't think yours would be super shiny. You don't have super shiny skin.
No, that's true. That's good.
But I do think it's time. Just commit.
Eagleville soccer field. We talked about that. We talked about we had a complaint department.
Yes, and I've got another one for tomorrow. Ooh. I haven't gotten my complaint in.
And we talked about Dalton Adventures. As a young boy, we got into that.
At the start of school coming up, yeah.
And I'll be honest, the greatest bonus round of Family Feud that was ever played by Dalton Barrett.
Maybe the greatest round of Family Feud ever played by the Wake Up Crew.
No, I think I've got to give it to you, man. Number one answers in every single category.
You had a couple of those. Phone, I think, was yours.
No, I'm talking about in the bonus round.
I know.
No, didn't have a one. You had them all.
It's the first time, though, that I've seen a question repeated.
Yeah.
From the round.
And that taints the
score.
Finish by Dalton Barrett.
Because I probably would not have put that answer.
No.
Because he said, now what was that number one answer a minute ago? Oh, phone. Yeah.
And but wait a minute. I did save it. I said I corrected
maybe you
him.
Did. Yeah,
you did. Because I said, no, that's not, that wasn't it.
It was others.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the little boost of confidence we needed to get through that bonus round and get all number one answers.
That may be true.
Well, as we do our song of the day going out here, best B-side songs that became hits. Our last week of this, but this was the B-side of the popular Beatles song, Wouldn't It Be Nice?
No.
No, that's tomorrow.
Whoops.
Wow. This is the B-side to
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I Want to Hold Your Hand. There you go. 63 when this came out. We'll see you back tomorrow for the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms returning in the afternoon. Under partly sunny skies, high near 84 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight under cloudy skies.